Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Our next guest is the co-founder of the band who, over the last two decades, has become a holiday touring juggernaut, thrilling millions upon millions along the way. And over the years, he has become a great friend to the show. The band is Trans-Siberian Orchestra. His name is Al Pietrelli.
I think it's weird to talk to you when it's warm out.
I know. This is a pleasant surprise, my brother. How are you?
I'm well, man. You know what? Weird as everybody else, cooped up, freaked out, little sad. But, you know, getting by.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Not by our hands. We're just kind of like, I was talking to Jake before we got on the air. And just, you know, looking out my kitchen window, it's a beautiful day, the sun's up, whatever. The kids are, you know, doing like rock 'em, sock 'em robots with each other. You know?
Nice.
Another day in paradise until I turn the news on and go, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I turned it off. I've just turned it off now. I do it for the show, and that's it. And then I turn it off.
Yeah, understood. All right. Hey, everybody good? Your family? Everything okay over by you?
Yeah. Well, you know, I haven't seen my mom and dad in forever. I mean, it's forever. I got a friend with COVID, and he's at the hospital. He almost died last Friday, and one of the strongest people I've ever known. 46 years old, MMA fighter, no underlying issues at all, and it dropped him like a bad habit.
Well, I wish you my best. Thoughts and prayers always.
Yeah, he's doing better. Yes, sir. Yeah, so but here's what I love. You guys, in times like this, you see who looks for something to a way to put good back in the world. And that's what you guys are doing. So it's a nice idea. People are stuck in their houses, a lot of them, not hard like we were, but still we're avoiding each other socially. The idea that you could put together some music, if you can play bass or guitar or drums and win some money for yourself and win money for COVID-19 research. It's pretty fantastic.
Thanks for mentioning that, dude. Listen, you know, there's so many young, talented players out there that don't have a way to kind of, you know, get involved. And, you know, we just thought it would be something nice for people to do. People have so much time on their hands. Let's try to remain constructive. You know, I got so many friends of mine who said, hey, I'm doing online guitar lessons, piano lessons, you know, whatever, reading, whatever it is, you know, something to do, something to focus on, something to escape from this insanity that's going on and on our planet right now.
Yeah, there's so many young people out there. Some of these people are like, there's a couple girls. Jesse Dupree from Jackal sent me something the other day. It's this young girl guitar player. It's Ballistic Nation. She is on Instagram, Ballestic, but she can't be 16 years old, and she is a phenom. I mean, she's amazing, and it's crazy how young and how good they've gotten. I got to believe it's because of YouTube and the internet and, you know, things that you didn't have. You had to play along to an actual vinyl LP when you were figuring it out.
Oh, God, yeah. My poor dad, I ruined his turntable. I listened to Needle Up on the Allman Brothers Live at the Fillmore album back in 1972, learning how to play like Whipping Post. It took me about 6 months to do it that way. Yeah, I think you're right. I think technology is helping these kids these days. And also, we're hearing about them more because of technology. You know, when I was little, there was always somebody who was like, you got to hear this kid play guitar or whatever, you know. But, you know, unless you drove to the person's house on Long Island, you're not going to hear him see him. Now everybody posts on YouTube. And I can't, like you said, I cannot get over, like, these 13, 14-year-old kids that sound just like Stevie Ray Vaughan already.
Yeah.
Absolutely mind-boggling where they're taking this. And I'm happy for that. Let this next generation, you know, put us old guys to shame.
Yeah, well, you hope, right? I mean, that's what you want to see.
Well, I do because, you know, it's an art form that, you know, has been very good to me that, you know, I've dedicated my life to and I want to see it continue on. And, you know, and not to sound selfish, but with this whole COVID thing going on, I mean, all that musicians really had left was live touring. You know, record sales weren't what they were, you know, 20, 30 years ago. So, you know, our thing was to go out there and perform and to entertain and to put on shows and to, you know, explore our craft and all that. And now this kind of put a, you know, pregnant pause on that. So it's, you're left with kind of nothing that we can do. So the fact that people could sit in their homes on their, you know, laptops, their phones, their iPad, whatever it is, we made tracks for any kind of instrument, you know, what we call mix-minus mixes. So, you know, you get the track with no guitar, you get the track with no drums, you get the track with no bass, and play along with it. You know, we're giving you the opportunity for that 3.5 minutes to be in the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and we want to see what you all come up with.
Isn't this great? Because, you know, who knows where it leads? I mean, doors are meant to be open, and all you have to do in this world is the one thing I've realized, and I wish I'd have known it really when I was really young, like 11 and 12, is just say okay and walk through the door. What's the worst that could happen? Try it. Give it a shot. Mm-hmm. You never know how it will go, who you will meet, how everything will connect. I mean, you never thought when you were a kid you were going to end up in Alice Cooper, his band, or working with Dee, or for God's sake, this monster, Siberian, mm-hmm. this TSO monster, this juggernaut. Nobody could have predicted how big this would become. Nobody. I don't care what anybody says. At the beginning of this, you said we're going to do this idea, this concept of trans of Christmas, and we're going to tour it, and it's going to be classical, but it's going to be metal, but it's going to be for rockers, but it's also going to be for everyone. And you couldn't have sold me or a lot of people that idea. I can only imagine how hard it was in the beginning to sell that idea to people.
You know, that was, look, Paul O'Neill and his family knew it was going to be huge. You know, they knew there was something there. I knew in winter of 1995 when I recorded the first couple notes on Christmas Eve Sarajevo that it was something extremely special. I mean, it was such a powerful piece of music.
Sure.
But, you know, you listen, it's like having a child. You hope to God that the child becomes a president or, you know, something extraordinary, you know. And you keep your fingers crossed. You know, so I looked at this, I was like, damn, this is awesome. You know, I hope to God that, you know, like somebody hears it and loves it, like we do. Yeah. And, you know, here we are 25 years later, and, you know, it's just, it continues to go. I'm so proud of it. I just look at it, and again, it's like, you know, I'm like, it's Paul and his family's child. You know, I'm just like the weird uncle, you know, watching this child grow up and accomplishing things I never could have seen on the radar. But going back to what you said, listen, as a kid, I always had a dream of being a guitar player, you know, but I walked through those doors. The hardest part is to just get started like anything else. If it's exercising or starting a new hobby or whatever, all you got to do is stand up and just get going.
Yeah, you got to do
it. Past that hurdle, then we'll see what happens after that. You know, we're given an opportunity to, you know, not only kids, whomever wants to put a guitar, bass, you know, violin in their hands, you know, let me just see what you can do. Who knows? Listen, I think I told you the story last year about the kid who came down the autograph line. He was like 12 years old, and he goes, one day I want to be in your band. I was like, practice hard, dude. Here's my email. Keep me posted. And now he's like part of our backup band. Like, we're kind of grooming him to be, you know.
Are you kidding?
Oh, no, I swear to God. It happens. He had the wherewithal to at least say it. And I was like, you know, listen, it looks like me when I was a kid.
Yeah, well, listen, in no way does that surprise me that was your response. But that's, you know, that is the key to this world. You go, yeah, all right, I'll give it a go. Don't ever fear failure, man. Fear sitting there not getting anything, not doing anything. Being afraid is a million times worse than failing at something.
100%. Listen, everybody's afraid, but still, you got to kind of pick yourself up and go, listen, you know, I'm an amateur boxer. Every time I get into a ring with somebody half my age and twice my size, I'm terrified inside. But, you know, I was like, all right, at the end of the day, I'm going to get through this, and it'll make me better from it.
Yeah.
You know, so fear is crippling. Fear it'll just freeze you in your tracks, and that's half the thing. Get past that and let's, you know, and try something, because if you never try, you'll never accomplish.
There's a story happening now in our world, totally, overall, and then especially for us as Americans happening here in front of us, that I think, you know, we lost Paul a number of years ago, and I just think, what would he make of this, and what would he do? Like, you know, he was always about the inspiring, bringing a family back together was always the message, getting somebody comfort, warmth, and reminding us what it is we're supposed to be doing, not dividing us. And I just, man, I think we need him now more than ever.
More than ever. More than ever. I mean, you know, he was somebody to talk to. He always made you feel better. He was always optimistic. He always knew that we'd pull through stuff. again, you know, Paul, like, won against all odds his whole life. You know, that's who he was, and, you know, it taught me so much. You know, so it's funny that you say that because, you know, I think about what he would be telling me right now, you know, what he would be telling his wife and his daughter. You know, Adam, our manager, you know, he and I talk every day just about stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And one of the topics that comes up daily is, you know, we kind of laugh and half cry. What would Paul be saying right now? What would we be doing? You know, how would he make us get, help us get through this? What would he do to inspire us to not lose faith in everything?
Well, and the things I can imagine, the stories, the writing, the inspiration, the bringing it back together, using the what we're seeing today, and how does that become part of that narrative tomorrow?
Oh, my God, he would have written a whole rock opera about this, and it would have been incredible, you know? I just scratched my head and said, well, what would the angle have been that he would have wrote about this, you know? And it makes me smile. It makes me sad. But, you know, I got 25 years of memories with him to say, okay, if I insert all those scenarios from the past, how would he, you know, deal with this one? And, you know, it would have been okay.
And that's the thing that caught me off guard. When I saw TSO, of course, I'd listened to the albums, but it's the story that it carries you through when you see the live show. And, you know, by the end, you're split wide open because you haven't got your resolve. Like, you know, I know if I'm going to watch a sad movie, there's a certain hardening you'll do before you turn the movie on. You're like, okay, I want to see this. But when you walk into something truly, like, as everybody is and was, open-minded with it and not knowing what they're going to see, and it starts to lay itself out, it'll really catch you by surprise. And by doing that, it really makes you think and really resets your clock.
Yeah, it does. It's really magical what he and his family created. You know, for me to witness it every night, you know, I stand on that stage, downstage center, looking out in the audience, and, you know, what keeps me going is the look on everybody's faces, you know, like the surprise, you know, the jubilance in their eyes, you know, holding on to your children, your grandchildren, everybody hugging, high-fiving, whatever. You know, it's the most beautiful thing ever to witness. And the fact that, like you had said, this is going on for decades now. Just, again, I can't express how proud I am of it and to be part of it.
Yeah, it'll be good. You know, and I do believe by the time it's time for TSO to roll back through, I don't know how we're going to see it, but I do believe we will see that touring show. I think, you know, we're going to. There'll be a way to be safe. There'll be a way to get it out. And you know, that's the thing about music. It's we have been drawn to live music since the dawn of time, and it won't be denied. We're going to have to figure it out, but it's never going to go away.
No, it's not going to go away. It's going to be a new normal until things settle back in. Listen, we're planning on touring right now. You know, management's working on it. The dates are booked. You know, production's like, you know, working on production idea. The whole thing is moving forward. It's, as long as we're allowed to go do it, you know, we'll be there and we'll put on the biggest show ever, especially now, just to celebrate the fact that we could all be back together celebrating.
Yes. Well, listen, your family's good. Where's everybody? Where's your son, Jesse? Where's he at now?
He's down in Charleston, South Carolina. You know, he's busy, you know, doing his thing. My youngest son in the Navy is up in Seattle. You know, they're both part of this whole, you know, protecting everybody and being out there on the streets. You know, it makes me scared every day, but, you know, they love what they do. And my middle son is in Brooklyn, kind of like in the epicenter of the whole thing. So, you know, we talk every day. And everybody's just locked down. I'm proud of my boys because, you know, they're being creative. They're being responsible. You know, they're doing things and they're being safe. And, you know, and my daughters are upstairs. They don't know anything bad in the world is happening. That's my job, to protect them from all sorts of stuff. You know,
well,
they just wake up and say, Daddy, what are we doing today? I'm like, oh, God help me.
Yeah, no, they're Petrellis, man. Your boys will be fine, and they'll represent you wonderfully. And your two little girls, man, it'll be nice to see the whole family just back out on the road again. And
Lord, I can't wait, my brother. Hey, listen, your family, your friend, and again, prayers and thoughts.
Man,
okay, everybody in your listening area, I just wish everybody, you know, safety and love, and just kind of hang in there, and we'll get through this. This all, you know, the night ends, the sun always comes up, you know.
Always.
And, when it rises, it'll be a little bit different, but we'll be okay together. We've gone through other things.
I love you, man. It's good to hear your voice.
With all my heart, I love you, my brother. I'll talk to you real soon, all right?
Alpha Charlie. Great Alpha Charlie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.